Let's go to the KRDO Newsline. Head to New York right now and visit with ABC's Mike Dubusky, ABC News technology reporter. And I'm so interested. This is the first time I've heard of it. Maybe I live in a cave or something. But mixed reality computers, they're not selling too well, but they sound cool. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, so a mixed reality computer, it's a virtual reality headset by any other name. And Apple debuted a big high-profile one last year called the Vision Pro. They call it a mixed reality headset because there's a dial on the side that lets you see the outside world, but then sort of phase in virtual reality, where screens completely obscure your vision and you can immerse yourself in a computer environment. Well, this debuted, again, as I said, to much fanfare last year. It went on sale at the beginning of this year. We're also getting some recent reports about how Apple might be cutting production for the Vision Pro. We previously thought they were going to make about 700,000 of these things for the year. Now analysts say that's going to be closer to 400, maybe 450,000. What's more, Bloomberg also recently reported that demand is way down for in-store demonstrations of this device. That's where you go into an Apple store and they let you try it on and then figure out kind of what it does and how it works in your life. But those demand for that idea is way down at this point. But some important context here. Apple sold way more Vision Pros during the pre-order period than they anticipated. By some guesses, about 100,000 more units than they were expecting. And that, in turn, caused the company to scale up production. Production that is now being scaled back to its original target. So yes, Apple is cutting production, but not dramatically so. Just back to its original estimates for this pretty niche, pretty expensive device.
Sounds like all we need is like R2-D2, you know, to you know, kind of put out that Princess Leia video. But anyway, let's see. Elsewhere, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened up that major investigation into the high-profile automaker with the self-driving technology. And it's not just Tesla. It's not Tesla, as a matter of fact. What's with this one?
Yeah, you normally think about Tesla when you hear about stories like this, but it's actually Ford this time that is under scrutiny. Mm. Ford has a system called Blue Cruise. That's its driver assistance tech. It's used essentially to speed you up and slow you down with traffic when you're on the highway. It can keep you centered in your lane. And under certain circumstances, you can actually take your hands off the wheel and let it drive itself. Well, now this technology is under investigation after two deadly crashes, one in Texas, the other in Pennsylvania. Both involved Ford's Mustang Mach-E, which had the system engaged at the time of the accident. The cars were driving at night, and both ran into parked vehicles. So some similarities emerging here that NHTSA wants to take a closer look at. Unfortunately, three people did die in those crashes.
I always enjoy our Tech Tuesday talks, and we'll look forward to the next one next Tuesday. It's always fun to talk to you, Mike. Thanks for the time.
Of course. Happy to do it. Take care.